You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Point. Forward.
This is Andre Iguodala.
This is Evan Turner.
We're trying to get to the true essence of not just basketball, but life, and that means something.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon. Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
That level of understanding has been taken out of the game.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to a special announcement edition of the Point Forward podcast. Myself, Andre Iguodala, my main man, Evan Turner. And I guess just to get right to it, we have decided that this special announcement is that I myself will be returning for my 19th season, and ET and I will be returning to the NBA throughout the season on the road to perform our Point Forward duties, our Point Forward responsibilities, and to give you access to what's going on in the NBA. This will be the last special edition announcement of any kind regarding sports, because this is it. So we're going to have some fun this year. It's going to be exciting. Really looking forward to getting back with my guys on the court and getting back on the NBA road with ET and just doing what we do best.
That's real. Dre, congrats.
Appreciate it.
I was with you most of the summer. So, you know, obviously, I knew how big of a decision you were coming across, mm-hmm. but what played a factor into it? Because we went to Europe, we were all over enjoying ourselves, and I was kind of sitting there like, oh, I guess we might as well start planning fall and winter trips. And
yeah,
last minute you had a change of heart. So what went into that?
Yeah, I'm going to blame a few people. Steph Curry is one person that I'm going to blame. But I know as a group, I'm blaming Draymond, Steph, and Klay. Steve Kerr a little bit, Bob Myers. I think they just really showed me a lot of love. Man. You know what I mean? They really helped me see, you know, my presence outside of physically playing basketball. But also, you know, I think Steve was a big culprit in terms of, like, listen, we really need you on the court. And Draymond was big on that as well with the text. And then, obviously, you and I have had a lot of conversations, you know. Obviously, Rudy's an intricate part of, you know, the family as well. And then, obviously, my family, you know, my wife, and then my son's getting a little older. So they had some questions too. Yeah. And so, you know, I was retired for the majority of the summer.
Yeah, you were.
But my brothers, they reeled me back in. So really looking forward to it. Got a big trip to Japan coming soon. And I think we just got a good plan with the staff, with the Warriors as well. So they came with a good plan that kind of make sense.
So what are you looking forward to most this season? Obviously, everybody's talking about the repeat.
Right.
You've been to, what, 7 NBA finals or something like that? So
is it 7 or is it 8?
8. It's actually 8. I'm tweaking.
Nah, I think it's 7.
It's 7 out of 8 out of the last 8 years or something like that.
Yeah, I did go 7 out of 8. Yeah. I lost to Cleveland once, lost to Toronto, lost to the Lakers, and then I won 4. So 4 for 7. Yeah.
So obviously that's the standard where you want to get to.
Right.
But more so kind of just in case this is the last ride, like what do you want to do going to enjoy and smell the flowers? Draymond kind of already ruined the idea of just a farewell tour for anybody. So I don't want you looking for the Kobe Bean joint. And somebody, because I'm pulling up and somebody's like, they don't love you like that. Like, all right. You know what I'm saying? So what do you want from it? Is it a certain restaurant when you leave? Is it a certain gym you want one more game at, one more game winner? Is it something you want to say bye to? Is it going to Denver and being like, you know what, bro, this is a cool time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no,
is there something
sure.
where you
for
want to make peace at? Because this is year 19, which is a blessing, but once you say bye, you should never dribble again.
Exactly. And I think you said it right. You know, I think just experiencing things that being so tied up to the game with wouldn't allow me to experience. Because I talk to you a lot, and I always tell you, I'm like, man, I wish I was you, because I never went overseas and enjoyed it just to enjoy it. Like, I went overseas to play basketball, and I was, like, locked in, you know, playing in the World Championships. Istanbul is one of my favorite cities, but I really didn't get to see Istanbul, You know what I mean? Because I was so entrenched into, you know, what Kobe Bryant said to do, like, just all in. London, I didn't see London and I was there, you know? Yeah. I've been to China 10 times and really haven't still seen China because I was so focused on the game. So this year, I want to, every city that I encounter, I really want to tap into something that I've never seen before. Like, whether it be a museum or, you know, if I'm in Chicago, I'm going to Al Cheval, I'm going to get the best burger, you know? Yeah. If I'm going to Portland, something I never experienced. Like, that's what I'm looking forward to, this experiences, you know, the last bus rides with the fellas, the last plane rides. But at the same time, you know, I don't know how to be one foot in, one foot out. So in terms of competing,
yeah,
I'm going to be naturally myself in terms of, like, I'm going to be there early. I'm getting my reps. I'm looking forward to playing.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I'm on Kuminga and I'm on Moses Moody and I'm on, you know, the young fellas. And I'm letting them know, listen, if I get on this court, you ain't doing something right. There's no way you should allow me to get on the court. Right. I know I'm going to get on the court, but that's just kind of what I'm going to be feeding to them guys and making sure that, you know, when I walk away, you know, everything's taken care of. Especially, I've always said that about Steph's legacy. Yeah. Like, I came back last year to make sure we, let's get this shit right. Like, we're not going to waste Steph years.
Yeah.
And, you know, we won a chip. And so I'm like, all right. And then, you know, he's like, nope, I need you back for another one. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, I'm letting you know now, Steph, this is the last one.
Because he sent me the text message. Because at first you were like, nah, I'm done, I'm done, I'm done. I wake up in the morning, you know, crossing my eyes, I'm reading, and it's like, text from Steph. I'm like, hey, I know I told you forget everything, but you might have to come back if Buddy called you.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah. You said that.
This kind of feels like one of the last chapters in your book, The Sixth Man.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're talking about riding home.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I kind of got emotional reading that, but now it's like, to the point. So I hope you really take advantage of this last year and be able to, you know, smell the roses along with competing at a high level.
Yeah,
you really deserve it. And this is, as a retired player, you may never ever be in a position on this platform and live this unwild dream again.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
It's ill. So
I appreciate that, my brother. We're going to turn up this year, though.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. Yeah. Hey, I got nothing to do but pull up and be a plus one. I got the black card. It's going to work. I got freaking flyer mileage. I'll be up in there.
Oh, we turn.
Yeah, you put me on a plane. You know, I talk a lot. So I can fly solo. I don't want to get kicked off mid-air.
Yeah. So with that announcement, man, appreciate y'all for checking in. Well, we'll see you very soon back on our regular drops. We got some exciting things coming forward and looking forward to tapping in with y'all. So appreciate it. Until next time. Treat my first like my last and my last like my first.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.